Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
I think I know where you're going, and it's pretty innovative.
Pitch and a fly ball. Deep left field. Lyle's back. Track. Bye. Bye. Baseball.
You want to talk about athleticism? It's on display in the booth right now.
All right, Lane. How are you, my man?
I'm doing well. Enjoying an off day and recharging for the Blue Jays tomorrow.
I like it. What'd you think of those uniforms over the weekend? We all saw the pictures. You saw them on the field. What'd you think?
I have my own version of it.
Oh.
Yeah, I love them. I think they're great. Look, my thing about living in this state, and I've lived here 10-plus years now, and I always tell everybody, summers are undefeated. So the theme of, you know, lake life, and I love it because that's what I think of when I think of anything beyond baseball about living in this great state. So I think it's really cool. As the players have told me, they really like the mango accent color because it's really fun to accessorize with batting gloves and everything else. So it works out great. I love it. I think it's cool.
That's fun. What's not cool is what happened to Christian Yelich. Do you know the latest on him?
Not anything more than what Pat Murphy said following the game yesterday. I'm sure we'll get an update tomorrow when everybody gets to the ballpark, and we'll find out kind of where that's at. So, unfortunately, it's a little bit of a waiting game. And with an injury like that anyway, it's a bit of a waiting game because you just really don't know in the immediate aftermath, typically, how severe it is and how long somebody's going to be out. So we'll get a bet tomorrow from the Brewers when teams back to the ballpark and ready for game one against the Blue Jays.
And Lane, here's Pat Murphy's soundbite you were talking about after the game.
Every team's going to go through this, and it hurts like crazy, but I still like the team. We're most likely going to get some bad news on Yelich to further put us down, you know, if you want to.
That's not good. That's not a good sign, what he was saying.
Obviously not. Any kind of injury to Christian Yelich is bad news. I mean, you don't want that to happen. Now, again, I would just stress that we don't know the severity. We don't know how long, you know. So hamstrings are tricky. So, you know, was Christian able to kind of shut it down ahead of, I mean, there was also talk after the game yesterday that he didn't want to come out of the game. So that's kind of encouraging. So we'll just see. I don't know that I have a great feel for where that one's going to land, because I think in the immediate aftermath with things like that, it's hard to know. You usually have to give these things a couple of days, get some imaging done, and have a better read on it later.
Let's ask about a couple
but
guys.
Missing him for one game is bad news.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, just so we're clear. You know, he's such an important part to this group. He's such a leader for this core. Missing him for one game is bad news. That's how important he is to this organization.
Any updates on Jackson Churio or Andrew Vaughn? They've been playing pretty well without two big sticks. How are those guys doing?
Yeah. Well, Jackson, I think, is trending in a really good direction. They had a scan on Thursday on his hand, and it is healing at the rate they wanted it to. So it looks like he's trending in a good direction to start swinging a bat soon. They weren't going to release him to start doing that just quite yet, as of Thursday, but I think you're going to see him start doing that soon, and then there'll be a little bit of a process to get him ready to be back with the Brewers once that happens. But he's doing a lot of the other things that you can do. He's throwing the baseball, he's running, he's trying to stay as game ready as he possibly can be. Vaughn's going to be a little bit longer, of course. That's probably, I would say, more like a mid-May type of situation for Andrew Vaughn.
Phil Garner, former Brewers manager, big-time big leaguer for many years, passes away at the age of 76, a battle with pancreatic cancer. Lane, give us a little perspective on Phil Garner, what he meant to the game, what he meant to the crew. He's the manager, I think, for 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, a long career with the Brewers. He was the second winningest manager in Brewers history. He was the winningest manager in Brewers history until Craig Counsell passed him up, I think in 2022 is when Craig passed Phil Garner as the winningest manager in Brewers history. Gar or Scrap Iron, depending on, you know, how you wanted to reference Phil Garner, was a favorite. When you talk to people that have been with the Brewers for a long period of time, you talk to people like Tony Migliaccio, who is the Brewers clubhouse attendant and has been around for forever. Guys like that will just light up when they talk about Phil Garner and what he meant to the organization and how he treated the people within the organization when he was here. So I never had the privilege of meeting Phil, but I admired him from afar. I admired that Astros team that he took to the World Series as well. So just a tremendous man with a great baseball legacy that that he'll leave behind.
Lane, on this off day, are you grilling out for dinner? Are you taking the family out?
That's
what are you doing?
That's the plan. I'm getting ready to. I'm hoping the rain holds off, but yeah. The plan is to just grill some burgers and brats and do you know, nothing crazy. Just kind of have a little fun, enjoy the family, and we don't have a ton of kids' activities tonight. We still have some because there's always some, but it's not as packed of a schedule as normal, which is good too.
All right, Lane lives not far from me, so
I was going to say,
Julia, how about you and I? We stop over, we swoop up Matzik. He's right there, too. And then we'll be over for those burgers and brats, Lane.
You don't even have to swoop up Matzik. You can just whistle, and he'll hear you, and he'll just wander over.
That's true. We'll go to Lane's, and then Matzik will just walk through their backyards over to Lane's house.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Lane, have a great rest of the day. Thanks for always being good to us.
You bet. Appreciate it.